C'est l'heure de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Est about speculative fictions and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, it's fantasy, it's horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Est, I love to read and I love books. And I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today I'm talking to you about Titus Groan by Melvin Peake. First published in 1946 by Eyre and Spotswood. Today, it's Gothic Fantasy and the Castle Gormenghast. Now, I'm continuing my exploration of classic speculative fiction works, and Titus Groan, which is the first in the Gormenghast trilogy, is revered as one of the best fantasy novels of the 20th century, and it's one of my all-time favourites. The story begins with the birth of Titus, the 77th Earl of Groan, and Lord of Gormenghast. Gormenghast is a vast medieval-style castle perched high on the hill, a maze of turrets and corridors, secret rooms and dungeons. The inhabitants of Gormenghast are a strange mix, to say the least. Titus's birth is met with mixed feelings among his family, while the servants and subjects heartily celebrate his birth. Titus's mother, the Lady Gertrude, has taken to her bed, seemingly uninterested in her new son, reverting back to feeding her large flock of birds which gather around her bedchamber and her clowder of white long-haired cats. His father, Lord Sepulcrave, is his usual melancholic self, while Lord Sepulcrave's servant, the bony, inky scarecrow Flay, is pleased by the birth, but perturbed when his master sends him away when Flay thinks his master needs him most. Flay has been part of the Groan family, serving the Groan family for over 40 years, but he has a nemesis in the fat, drunken cook, Swelter. Meanwhile, Sourdust, the master of ritual, brings out his various almanacs to ensure that every arcane ritual is followed to welcome the new heir to the family. Titus's sister, the sullen, strange, hermit-like Fuchsia, is horrified by the news of her new brother and hides away in her attic world with her books and her plays. But the elderly Nanny Slag is beside herself with a new child, finally having something to do and feel important again after all these years. The birth of Titus brings change to Gormenghast, and many of the residents prefer things exactly as they are. Another event which brings change to their mundane life in the castle is the rise of the kitchen boy Steerpike. Steerpike sees an opportunity to ingratiate himself with the Groan family as he escapes Cook Swelter by playing on Flay's hatred of the cook. The manipulative Steerpike befriends Fuchsia and Lord Sepulcrave's odd twin sisters, Cora and Clarice, and his influence leads to a devastating fire which burns down Lord Sepulcrave's beloved library. Now, the world of Gormenghast is dark and gothic, richly and minutely detailed. The author Peake was also a very well-known artist, and his writing is meticulous in bringing in every breath and flicker of expression to the page. For me, this is absolute joy to read and to wallow in the beauty of his prose. But it's not only beautiful, it's also witty and very weird. The characters are grotesque, unique and bizarre. Each one of them is riddled with idiosyncrasies and strange habits. For example, Flay's knees crack with every step. Dr. Prune Squalor giggles while his eyes roll back behind his glasses. And the twins Cora and Clarice are both paralysed on their left side. Even the names of the characters are wonderfully odd, from, as I mentioned, Dr. Prune Squalor to Sourdust to Nanny Slag and Abby Arthur Swelter. Now, this is a fantasy novel without the usual elements of fantasy. There's no magic or dragons or battles between good and evil, and there's very few swords or horses. Yet the medieval style setting and the gothic nature puts it very firmly in the fantasy genre. So if you like gothic castles, precise prose, witty and weird storytelling and bizarre characters, I thoroughly recommend Titus Groan by Mervyn Peake. Now thanks for listening to Madeline's Speculative Fiction Review. If you have any feedback and want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver les mardis et jeudis à midi, ainsi que pour nos auditeurs anglophones, les nuits des lundis, mercredis et vendredis à 2h du matin. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon and at night Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays at 2 a.m. CET.